Welcome to Psachim Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. Just a brief introduction. Generally, sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos that were brought in the Temple, had four basic avodos, four basic stages in the service that prepare the Karban, or that permit the Karban, the sacrifice, to be burnt on the altar and then to be eaten. The four steps are Shechita, slaughtering it, Kabbalah, accepting the blood of the slaughtering immediately from the neck of the animal in a special vessel, in a vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, Holacha, bringing the blood to sprinkle on the altar, and Zrika, actually sprinkling the blood on the altar. During these four services, these four stages, a person has to make sure that his focus and his intent is for that particular sacrifice that he's bringing and for that particular owner. Now our Mishnah discusses what happens if a person didn't do that. HaPesach, says the Mishnah, a paschal sacrifice, sheshachto shelo lishma, that the fellow that was slaughtering it, slaughtered it, but he wasn't thinking that he's doing it for a Pesach, for a paschal sacrifice. He was thinking that it's for a shlamim, a peace offering. Some say he has to actually verbalize it. Others say it could even invalidate if it's in thought. Regardless, or continues the Mishnah of a kibel, the fellow accepted the blood directly from the neck into a special vessel. He did that vehilech, or he brought the blood to the altar vizarak, or he actually sprinkled the blood on the altar shelo lishmo. He did those while he was considering or thinking, or maybe even saying that he's doing it for a different sacrifice, for a peace offering versus a paschal lamb. Or, says the Mishnah, shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo, lishmo, he did one of these four things for the Pesach, and then, let's say, for example, the second one he did for a different sacrifice, with the intention of a different sacrifice. Or the other way around, shelo lishmo v'lishmo. Initially, he slaughtered it not for the Pesach. And then later on, the second or third avodah, the second or third stage, he changed his mind, and he did it for the Karban Pesach. In all the aforementioned cases, puzzle. The sacrifice is invalidated. What does it mean? What's an example of someone who does it for its appropriate name, but then he ruins it? L'shem Pesach. Initially, he slaughters it for a Pesach. Hu l'shem shlamim. And later, he thinks that he's doing it for a peace offering. What's a case where a fellow did it initially with the wrong intent and then the right intent? Initially, he thought l'shem shlam that it was for a peace offering. Hu l'shem Pesach. And afterwards, he did it with the intention of doing it for a Karban Pesach. In all these cases, it's possible because the law is that the entire service, the order of the service, all of it from top to bottom has to be done. Lishma, it has to be done with the right intention in order for it to be an appropriate sacrifice. Wishing you an amazing day, a great Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful Shabbos.